Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning. A Northeast Kansas woman who was reported missing has been found dead in her car after floodwaters receded.
The Miami County Sheriff's Office says deputies found the body of 78-year-old Hazel Phillips Friday inside of her car near Osawatomie. The Sheriff's Office said her car was in an area that flooded after heavy rains this week, but the water receded enough Friday to expose the roof of the car. Her cause of death remains under investigation. Investigators say Phillips told her family Tuesday evening that she planned to drive to Drexel, Missouri on Wednesday. A silver alert was issued after she didn't reach her destination. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas State Fair's new director hopes to overcome challenges in order to grow the annual end-of-the-summer event in Hutchinson. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Robin Jennison recently took over the fair after leading the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Jennison says the challenge to growing the state fair will be to understand its roots in agriculture and to capitalize on agriculture as a large component of the event.
Groundbreaking for an expansion project at the Dodge City Boot Hill Museum is scheduled for November 1st.
Plans are to construct a new 12,000-square-foot building to house 9 new exhibits, a gift shop, and a 3,000-square-foot temporary exhibit hall. The Dodge City Daily Globe reports daily gunfights, shows, and dinners will continue during the summer season as they have for more than 60 years. The museum expansion project will have an estimated cost of $5.5 million. Star bond money will cover about 78% of the new building, leaving the museum to fund the rest. The museum has raised $1 million to fund most of the interior cost of the new building. It will be the largest expansion project in the history of the museum, which opened in 1947. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Female veterans now have their own Veterans Affairs Health Center in Topeka.
A police spokesman says shots were fired as officers were responding early Thursday to the report of a suspicious person in South Central Topeka. There were no immediate reports of injury. The officers were on assignment to address vehicle burglaries in the area when one officer saw a person carrying a baseball bat and backpack. The man fled, and officers saw him a few minutes later running into an apartment complex. The man shot at the officers as they got close. The two officers returned fire. Neither officer was hit. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Bullets fly at a baby's first birthday party in South Texas, leaving four men dead.
It happened in the backyard of a home Saturday afternoon in Taft, 12 miles north of Corpus Christi. Police say an altercation erupted between two groups of men at the party, and it escalated from there. Police described them as distant relatives. There's no word on what they were arguing about. One suspect, a 20-year-old man, is in custody, but the man's 37-year-old father is still at large. Three of the four dead were in their early 20s. A fourth man killed was 62. Another man wounded in the shooting is expected to survive. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Have you ever wondered which fast food restaurant has the fastest drive-thru?
QSR Magazine put it to the test, testing 10 random restaurants to see who could deliver on drive-thru timeliness. And the winner? Burger King. They found it took 3 minutes and 13 seconds from point of ordering to getting a round of their BK chicken fries. After Burger King, Dunkin' came in at number 2. Then Wendy's, Taco Bell, and Arby's rounded out the top 5. McDonald's came up dead last. And they made it a point to say while some chains beat out others, they all still deliver when it comes to getting you food relatively quickly, saying all restaurants got customers their food in under 5 minutes. Jim McKay, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The average high temperature for this time of year in Wichita is 70, and we will be far from that again today. After a freeze warning this morning, sunny and 47 this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight, our low near 30. Tuesday, 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. We have a north wind at 13 miles per hour. Today is Monday, October 15th, 2018. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. On this date in 1991, despite sexual harassment allegations by Anita Hill, the Senate narrowly confirmed the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the U.S. Supreme Court. The vote was 52-48. 52-48 to confirm Clarence Thomas, and he is, of course, still serving on the U.S. Supreme Court. Hungary's solution to the problem of homelessness appears to be to ban the homeless. A constitutional amendment that prohibits people from living in public areas takes effect today in Hungary. The revision empowers police to issue warnings to anyone living rough. Penalties for homeless people who receive four warnings within 90 days include jail time or up to 6 months in a public works program. The Seventh Amendment to the Basic Law, as Hungary's constitution is now called, was passed by lawmakers in June. Along with cracking down on the homeless, it includes articles meant to protect Hungary's Christian culture and greatly limit the chances of refugees receiving asylum. So Hungary is changing its basic law there.
So what are they doing with the homeless?
Well, I don't know.
What's their solution?
After they've got them in a works program for 6 months or 90 days in jail, I don't know what they do with them.
Yeah, then what?
I guess they throw them out of the country. I don't know. That's Hungary's problem. I don't think they thought this one through very well. But anyway, wildlife officials in Maryland tracked a black bear cub for 3 days in order to tranquilize it and remove a bucket that had gotten stuck on its head. The old bucket on the head bear story. The Cumberland Times News reported Sunday the 100-pound cub was freed near the Wisp Resort in McHenry during an annual autumn festival. The Wildlife and Heritage Service of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources said in a Facebook post that a crowd of onlookers at the resort was giddy to see the cub return to the nearby woods.
So this is different than the one we had, one of these like about a month ago. This is a different one?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't remember the last one. It's a bucket on the head of a bear. Of course, the bear go probably looking for something to eat in there, and he's got the bucket stuck on it. Okay, but they got it freed. How about that? 6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and the Kansas Association of Broadcasters is meeting in Wichita. Has been meeting. Well, they started last night with the Kansas KAB Hall of Fame inductees. Had a reception for them, and then tonight is the annual banquet and award ceremony. And tonight, our own Ted Woodward will be honored with the best newscast in Kansas. Best complete newscast. How about that?
Sportscast.
Sportscast, I meant. I'm sorry. Sportscast, right. And first place also for KNSS station website. It's Tony Dusing and Patrick Murphy and an entire news staff involved there. We got our honorable mentions for public service announcement, for promotion announcement, for news feature. I got one for that. One of our guys down the hall, Royce Stevenson, got a second place for a personality award.
Very nice.
And second place in complete newscast for KNSS. So we got some stuff to pick up tonight. I'm going to go out for a while and see what's going on. Maybe have a libation and see what the guys, some of the broadcasters around the state are doing here in Wichita.
Yeah, sounds good. We always run into a lot of folks we know.
If you're waking up this morning, maybe they're saying, hey, man, let's hear this local radio. That's what we do in this business. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, lows for the current slide down were made Friday by the entire cattle complex. Cattle complex has been slipping lower since the 1st of October and then broke out to the downside through its multi-session range. And we saw cash cattle last week, virtually steady money for the fifth straight week. And lean hog futures Friday traded mixed but closed mostly negative. In December now is the front month for the lean hogs, and it is holding a $13.75 discount to the expiring October contract. On the close Friday, December live cattle, 60 cents lower, 116.17. November feeders down $2.12 at 154.62, with December lean hogs 57 cents higher, $55 even. Now, the corn futures made new highs for the week Friday as the corn and soybeans and wheat all closed positive. Technical buying, weather concerns, and a November meeting expected between President Trump and the President of China were all price supportive for the markets Friday. And we did see last week December KC wheat close unchanged for the week. November soybeans lost 2 cents, and December corn gained 6 cents for the week. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher, 525 and a half. December corn down a penny and a half at 372 and a quarter. November soybeans down a penny and a quarter at 866 and a quarter. November crude oil trading 47 cents higher at 71.81. December gold's up $11.60 at $1,233.60. December S&P 3.5 points lower at 2765, with December dollar index 20 cents lower at 94.71. In December Dow Jones futures 21 points lower at 25,296. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Any snow on the ground this morning in Butler County? You're in Augusta.
No, we don't have any, but we did have flurries overnight.
Yeah, some flurries. We had got up this morning, and I had just snow on my car windshield and snow on the ground. Got about 7/10 of an inch, according to the National Weather Service. And but it's the snow on my windshield, I didn't have to scrape it off. It was so wet and mushy that just the wipers took it off really easy.
A little bit early for that, but I guess we got to take what they give us.
Yeah, this is the earliest on record for Wichita to have a measurable snowfall. So we broke a record. How about that?
Let's just hope Mother Nature got this out of its system, and now we can get back to normal.
Yeah, so we'll have, you know, 80 degrees by Halloween again, huh?
Exactly.
I look like a good warm Halloween. That's what I like. All right, Tom, thank you. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Can a good market ruin a retirement? That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!